This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission steps up code of conduct enforcement. National Information Commission warns public against fake news. Ministry of Foreign Affairs unveils schedule of President Ramchandra Pauwel's visit to Japan beginning from Sunday. Kathmandu to host ICC Asia 2026 regional conference on April. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns UN faces imminent financial collapse. Now the news in detail. With 33 days remaining until the March 5 House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has intensified monitoring to enforce the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission has urged public, political parties, candidates and all stakeholders to comply fully with the code to ensure free, fair and transparent polls. Based on complaints, 21 parties and organizations have been asked for clarifications, but only 5 have responded so far. The Commission is also tracking individuals and groups spreading false, misleading or hateful information and coordinating with authorities for legal action. Its Information Ethics Promotion Unit has identified 302 cases of harmful content which have been forwarded for action under relevant laws. The public has been encouraged to report any activity that could threaten the integrity and fairness of the election to election offices at all levels. In the meantime, economic activities across the country are showing a boost as election draw closer. Chambers of Commerce and local businesses owners report increased activity in tea shops, hotels, transportation, fuel, printing houses and shops selling campaign materials and heightened market movement. Stakeholders note that the election campaign has had a positive impact on the trade, signaling a temporary revival in economic activities nationwide. Meanwhile, the National Information Commission, NIC, has urged everyone to share truthful and factual information ahead of the upcoming election. NIC Commissioner Gagan Bister emphasized that spreading false and biased information can undermine the democratic process and called on the government to ensure active monitoring of misleading content. The Commission also advised media outlets to maintain impartiality and warned against presenting promotional materials as news. The public has been asked to verify information from reliable sources before sharing it and report any misleading content to authorities. In the meantime, the Ministry of Home Affairs has introduced a multi-stakeholder model to strengthen electoral management. The model, shared with district-level offices, aims to ensure free, impartial and peaceful elections by involving political parties, civil society, intellectuals, media and the private sector, with coordination extending to the ward level. Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle said the approach encourages local representatives, officials and intellectuals to take ownership of the election process, and all district administration offices have been instructed to implement it. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal has said the current government is citizen-friendly and ready to cooperate in addressing public concerns. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the 21st Women's and 25th Men's National Kabaddi Competition, he said the government's priorities include maintaining law and order, ensuring social justice and improving living standards. Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday paid tribute to martyrs at the Martyrs' Memorial in Loinchor, marking the final day of the week-long Martyrs' Week celebrations. The ceremony honoured individuals who sacrificed their lives for democracy, freedom and the nation. A morning procession, including bands from the Nepal Police and Armed Police Force, marched from Shanti Batika to the memorial where a special commemoration was held. The event was attended by Prime Minister Karki, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal, other ministers, senior officials, lawmakers and security chiefs. Likewise, inaugurating the Martyrs' Memorial Pillar in Gokarneswar Municipality 4, Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Cholagai emphasized that the sacrifices of martyrs should be remembered daily and their vision translated into practical action. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has announced the schedule of President Ramchandra Powdal's official visit to Japan starting this Sunday, that is tomorrow. President Powdal will lead a Nepali delegation on a four-day visit from February 1 to 4, marking the 78th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. He will depart on February 1st and return on February 4th. During the visit, the President will pay a courtesy call on Japan's Emperor Naruhito and meet Prime Minister Sane Takaichi on February 3rd. He will also attend a special program on February 2nd, interact with the Japanese business community and join a reception hosted by the Nepali Embassy. President Powdal will be accompanied by his spouse Savita Powdal and high-level government officials. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज A five-year financial sector development strategy has come into force to strengthen a robust and inclusive financial system. Prepared by the Ministry of Finance, the strategy will be implemented from fiscal year 2082-83 to 2086-87 to support overall economic prosperity. It aims to build a sustainable and resilient financial sector as a foundation for economic growth. The plan targets expanding insurance coverage to 60% of the population, increasing agricultural lending to 15% of total banks' loan, and tripling electronic and digital transaction by the end of the period. To strengthen coordination and oversight, a high-level financial sector reform direction committee will be formed under the leadership of the finance minister. The Dental Sciences Hygienist Association of Nepal has urged authorities to inspect the quality of toothpaste products in the market and enforce proper standards. In a press release, the association warned that improper long-term use of medicated toothpaste could pose serious health risk. Chairperson Michael Debkota said the group has repeatedly asked the Ministry of Health and Population and the Department of Drug Administration to review the composition and regulation of toothpaste products. He expressed concerns that medicated toothpaste, which should be sold only on the advice of registered dental professionals, are widely available in the supermarkets. The association also criticized what it called inadequate state attention to oral health and urged stronger action to protect public health. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has confirmed that Nepal will host the ICC Asia 2026 Regional Conference in Kathmandu on April 16 and 17. According to CAN spokesperson Chumbi Lama, the conference will bring together member nations of the ICC Asia to discuss strategic priorities, development initiatives, governance matters and the future direction of the cricket in the region. Now on to an international news update. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the United Nations is at risk of imminent financial collapse due to unpaid member state contributions. In a letter to all 193 UN member states, Guterres said the deepening financial crisis could leave the organization without funds by July. UN contributions are assessed based on economic capacity, with the United Nations I beg your pardon, with the United States providing 22% of the core budget and China 20%. While no country was named, the warning comes amid significant cuts to multilateral funding by the United States under President Donald Trump, including withdrawal from several UN agencies and unpaid regular and peacekeeping dues. The funding shortfall has already forced UN agencies to scale back operations such as food assistance, health services, and human rights monitoring. Gutierrez said the current situation is unprecedented and stressed that the credibility of UN depends on member states meeting their financial obligations under the UN Charter. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy skies over the Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, while the rest of the country will likely have mainly fair weather today. There is a possibility of light snowfall or rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. Likewise, fog and mist are likely in many places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly low pressure system across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission steps up Code of Conduct enforcement. National Information Commission warns public against fake news. Ministry of Foreign Affairs unveils schedule of President Ramchandra Rapaudal's visit to Japan beginning from Sunday. Kathmandu to host ICC Asia 2026 Regional Conference on April. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns UN faces imminent financial collapse. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.